Palestinian self-rule comes to Jericho. Former President Bush critical of Clinton-Haiti policy. Consumer prices stay in check despite inflation fears. Good Friday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. There was dancing in the streets today in Jericho, now an unoccupied piece of the West Bank. This peaceful celebration marked the start of Palestinian autonomy as Israeli soldiers pulled out and PLO policemen took over government offices. A giant Palestinian flag now hangs at the police station. Jericho resident Roge Abdo echoed the views of many.
It's a day of happiness to all the people of Jericho. It's a day of national pride. It's a dream come true.
We'll get more from CBS News correspondent Bob Simon.
It was just after dawn when the oldest town in the world got its new flag, its new police, its new administration. Jericho became the first West Bank town to bid farewell to the Israeli occupation. The reins of power were handed over to several dozen Palestinian police. They will be joined by 600 others due to cross over from Jordan later today. The parting began before breakfast, but there were not many revelers. Jericho is a small town, population 14,000, and the Israeli army set up roadblocks preventing Palestinians from the rest of the West Bank and Jerusalem from joining the fun. The army also, for reasons which it never made clear, barred journalists from Jericho. That ban was only partially lifted late this morning when Israel's Supreme Court ruled in favor of a suit filed by CBS News and other Western organizations. Bob Simon, CBS News, Jericho.
An opinion poll published in Jerusalem shows a majority of Israelis would obey a Palestinian policeman's order to stop in self-rule areas. In the past 2 weeks, U.S. forces have used landing sites in North Carolina and Puerto Rico to conduct a mock invasion involving 44,000 troops. The Boston Globe quotes sources who say Operation Agile Provider was planned with Haiti in mind, but the Atlantic Command says not so. The White House has loudly proclaimed the military option remains open on Haiti, but at Salem State College in Massachusetts last night, former President Bush urged Mr. Clinton to drop his support of exiled President Aristide.
I think we ought to say we're going to separate the support for democracy from the support for this man. And P.S., I don't think we ought to put one single soldier on the ground in Haiti.
Mr. Bush said he found Aristide is not a reliable partner. With France threatening to bring its peacekeepers home from Bosnia without a peace settlement there, a gaggle of foreign ministers has gathered in Geneva to work out a common policy. Britain's Douglas Hurd.
What's different about this meeting from most of the ones we've had in earlier times is it brings the Russians and the Americans and the UN and the Europeans all together.
As Terry Phillips reports from Sarajevo, that battered city is enjoying a springtime respite.
Although the ceasefire is still relatively effective, UN officials say it's violated at least 100 times a day. At night, it's not unusual to hear machine gun fire. But people in this besieged city are getting on with their lives. Many shops have opened. The market is crowded again. They call this main street Sniper's Alley. Just a few months ago, it was impossible to stand here safely. Now, hundreds of pedestrians stroll casually along. In fact, you might not guess this was a war zone, if not for all the holes in the buildings. Terry Phillips for CBS News, Sarajevo.
The United Nations reports new massacres in war-torn Rwanda. Officials say at least 88 students were massacred in the government-held southern town of Ginkangoro. Abdul Kabia is executive director of the UN aid mission in Rwanda.
This is the grotesque nature of what is happening, and it's appalling. This unconscionable carnage has to be stopped.
Seven other people were hacked to death with machetes in the capital of Kigali. Consumer prices edged up last month a bare 0.1%, putting inflation so far this year at a tame 2.3%, even better than last year. There was a big drop in energy prices and moderate hikes in food costs, which helped offset the biggest rise in medical costs in almost a year. More from Money Editor John Stair.
Inflation? What inflation? That's what analysts are saying today after the second surprisingly mild price report in 2 days. This is economist Stephen Roach of Morgan Stanley.
There's no inflation in the numbers. There's probably minimal inflationary pressures down the road. Financial markets are nervous. They always expect inflation to rear its ugly head at this stage in a cycle. Those fears, in my view, will turn out to be unfounded.
At the same time, inflation could still be a concern in the long term. And that's why most economists expect another Federal Reserve rate hike in the very near future. John Stair, CBS News, New York.
Having missed his own Thursday deadline for announcing his second Supreme Court nominee, President Clinton is keeping a lot of people in suspense. especially the Senate Judiciary Committee and prime candidates, Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt and federal judges Richard Arnold and Stephen Breyer. As White House correspondent Bill Plant reports, the president has moved the goalpost again.
President Clinton told some of his top aides yesterday that he would like to announce a Supreme Court nominee today. But as of last night, he told them he had not made a decision. He went off to the Barbra Streisand concert. His top aides have not seen him since. And they expect this morning that at the staff meeting they may get the word that he's ready to do it.
Mr. Clinton took 82 days to settle on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The New York Times reports it's obtained documents that show the tobacco industry figured out early in the 1960s how to make a safer cigarette, but decided to kill the project because it would make its other products look bad. But Dr. Gio Gori, a scientist who worked for tobacco companies, said the methodology was in doubt.
There were no methods to decide whether a cigarette would be an improvement or not. If you don't have the methods to decide, there is no way you can actually proceed and develop a cigarette.
The Times reported the Brown and Williamson Company devised and patented a cigarette that heated rather than burned tobacco, greatly reducing the hazardous substance in the smoke. The paper says Liggett and Myers also developed a safer cigarette that was not marketed. Pulitzer Prize-winning psychoanalyst Eric Erickson has died at a nursing home in Harwich, Massachusetts. He was 91. Erickson's theories of personality development and adolescent identity crisis transformed the field of psychology. Harvard professor Diana Eck was a friend.
A lot of the things that one reads that Eric wrote in the early 60s seem today, when you look at them, remarkably visionary. He really was looking at issues that have become, for our time, absolutely crucial issues. Issues of gender, issues of nonviolence and truth.
Erickson also wrote biographies of Jesus, Albert Einstein, William James, and Charles Darwin. Annie Lee Cole is being held in Indianola, Mississippi, suspected of having a 28-year-old Detroit woman killed so she could escape with her own criminal past and assume the squeaky clean identity of the dead woman. Detroit's deputy police chief, George Clarkson, says the name switch turned up during a routine credit check.
The folks at the department store contacted her home to tell them that she was over her limit. And at that time, they said, well, no, she's missing. How can she be using a credit card?
Police believe that Cole hired two Detroit teenagers to kidnap and kill Stella Spruill for $5,000 each. Police in Gresham, Oregon, say they've arrested the nation's top campground thief. They say Harold Huddleston's home yielded four truckloads of loot. They included cameras, watches, 10,000 music CDs, and five Barbra Streisand concert tickets. A propane gas leak forced 1,500 people to evacuate this morning in Miramar, Florida. There were no injuries reported. Overseas, the dollar is higher. London gold is up $3. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down a fraction at 36.52.24.